The American people in the AK-47? Diversion, diversion, diversion. What do you mean? Folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said, 50 people were killed with an AK-47. Did you know that the AK-47 was originated in the Soviet Union? Did you know that the service history of the AK-47 has been since 1949 to the present? Did you know that the designer of the AK-47 was Mikhail Kalashnikov and designed in 1946 to 1948? Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people, friends? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47 this week. The AK-47 was manufactured by ISMASH and various others, including Norinco, and produced in 1949 to 1959. The number of AK-47s built, 75 million to 100 million. Did you know that the weight of the AK-47 without the magazine is 3.47 kgs? That's 7.7 pounds. The magazine empty, 0.43 kgs. That's 0.95 pounds. That's an earlier issue. 0.33 kgs, that's 0.73 pound. 0.25 kg, which is 0.55 pound. That's the light alloy. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? It was terrible. 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. Now, the length of the AK-47 with a fixed wooden stock is 880 mm. That's 35 IN. 875 mm. That's with the folding stock extended. The barrel's length of the AK-47 is 415 mm. That's 16.3 inches. The cartridge of the AK-47 is 7.62 times 39 mm. The action gas operated rotating bolt rate of fire. The muzzle velocity is 715 m/s. That's 2,350 feet. Did you know that the cyclic rate of fire is 600 rounds per minute of the AK-47? The practical rate of fire for the AK-47 is semi-auto, 40 rounds per minute, full automatic, 100 rounds per minute. Effective firing range for the AK-47 is 350 m. That's 380 yards. The feed system for the AK-47 is 30-round detachable box magazine. There are also 5-minus, 10-minus, 20-minus, and 40-minus round box and 75-minus and 100-minus round drum magazines available for the AK-47. And the sights on the AK-47 are 100 to 800M adjustable iron sights radius. That's 378 mm, that's 14.9 IN. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed, friends, with an AK-47. Some might be asking the question, Bradley, what's your point? Well, the point is obvious. In America, the people have been so diverted and conditioned to highlight the weapons and even going into great specificity of the weapons used that they are simply overlooking the very ones that are making the choice to commit the crime by pulling the trigger. Much like the corruption in government on a daily basis, we're told of the corruption of the president, a corrupt judge, a representative. The list of crimes goes on, and yet them that are committing the crimes are still there in many cases, even after 15 and 20 years later, only to commit another crime tomorrow. And this all takes place in America because the American people have left off justice, which guards our liberties. Have you taken the time to read the Bible upon which our republic rests? Have you taken the time to read your founding documents? The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States of America, where it states in the preamble that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Read Article 2, Section 4. Yet how is America to establish justice without knowing the mind of the lawgiver? read the Torah, the Decalogue, the five books of Moses.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
Amen.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, this guy's got something. He's got something to say today. You can call this jovial. You can call this having a little levity. But you know what? But he's got something he wants to tell the whole world, man. And we need to sit back and listen. And we need to listen to what he's got to say, right? Yeah. Hey, he's you know what Ride is, right? You guys know what Ride is, right? Ride is the voice of the unheard. We don't want a riot. We don't want a riot in the goat field. That's just what needs to be said right now. We don't want a riot in the goat field, that's for sure. Really quick, I just, again, we've got so much to cover today, friends. I've got so many videos. There's no way I'm going to get through them. There's just absolutely no way. But there's just so much information that's being concealed and suppressed from the American people. Folks, it's jumped from now the COVID, the pandemic, now to the big suppression of truth when it comes to that of the man-made Israel. And we need to pay attention as to what's going on. But here's the good news. The people are standing up. The people are catching on. The people are catching on because I think a lot of the younger generation, they realize that they have to stand up and fight for what it is that has been dropped on them. No doubt about it. And the Lord says in Psalm 94:16 that he's looking for those that will do so. And it's called the good fight of faith, friends, 1 Timothy 6:2. Lest someone wanted to go ahead and throw something in my mouth concerning the intent as to what I said. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And if it comes to the flesh, it comes to the natural man, then so be it, folks. And I think that's where people are at right now. The line has been drawn. But let me show you something really quick, just so you can understand how contrived the mainstream media is and how their narrative is continuously falling to pieces on a daily basis. And this starts with the said conservatives, who are yesterday's liberals, who are responsible for much of the wickedness. And of course, it starts in the church first and foremost. But this is what people are now beginning to expose here. And I want you to see it for yourself here.
The trucks in the background, lockdown. Presenter with a
worried face. Hey, folks, it's a movie scene. How many times has the mainstream media been busted doing this? Creating scenarios. You can see the Capitol behind these cameras that are set up. And they're trying to sell it to you that's in Beirut. When in fact, it's in Washington, D.C.
again,
like a war zone here. It's an illusion. It's a fabrication. Even the lighting.
It's an illusion. It's an application.
And actually, just a hop and a skip away from the Hyatt Hotel.
Exactly. And they want to sell it to the American people, and they want to sell it to the people on a worldwide basis that it's another war. Hey, folks, you have to understand something. The way that you know if it's a legitimate war is by those that are willing to go to fight for it, like our forefathers, right? The Lord's wars, and then there's the man's wars. There's the wicked in contrast to what? Of those that are righteous. You see all these bad guys behind the scenes creating all these wars? The way that you end these wars, friends, is this, honestly, this is the best way to end the wars. Tell the politicians working for special interest groups that if there's a war, you're fighting it. Because the only reason the wars are created in the first place, friends, is so they can take more territory and that they can make what? Gain. Because it is a lucrative business. Just ask the military-industrial complex, right? But I want to go back to this because I want you to understand this. Do you guys remember this guy right here? His name is William Randolph Hearst. He said, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." And again, I asked and I begged the question to the American people. In response, in hopes of getting a response from you, how many times does this have to happen before the American people figure out what's going on? Well, that's what we're going to do today. Is we're going to do our best to expose what it is that is going on concerning, again, the Israel that's being sold to you. Because I'm telling you what, friends, it's all over the net. I do want to go back, and I want you to remember what none other than Jacob Rothschild said. And he is the one that said concerning the Balfour Declaration, which was a letter sent in 1917 by the British Foreign Minister to support the creation of a Jewish homeland where? In Palestine. And remember, friends, he's the one that said it. He is the one that said it. Okay, we created Israel. It's modern day Israel. It is not the Israel of God, like I've said so many times. I can imagine some of you people that were mad at me from the offset of this. I'm certain that you're just now staying away from me because of your pride and your arrogance and your self-righteousness, because once again, you've been proven wrong concerning your assertions in believing that you had the truth in hand. And the only reason that you went along with it, and I'm speaking to some people that are angry with me for telling them what it is that they didn't want to hear, they went along with it, friends, because of the fear of man, which brings a snare. They just wanted to go along with the good old boys. These, again, are the same people saying, we don't believe the mainstream media, but yet who's selling to you and who's selling it to you concerning modern day Israel and the mysticism that's around all of it, namely the symbolism that you're using right now, which is not the Star of David, that is premised on mysticism. There is no such thing. And folks, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. So what you're seeing is those that are going along with it, those are the ones taking counsel from their fears and the fear of man. These are the ones that will bow to Nebuchadnezzar. These are the ones that will bow to Herod. These are the ones that are already doing so. But I'm telling you what, there's a massive amount of people on this earth right now that are standing up and saying, no way we're going to bow to this because we see it exactly for what it is. Can I tell you this too, just so you know, that William Randolph Hearst, he was a cultist. Did you know that? He's the little devil that said, John 8:44, there is no truth in him. You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war. Did you also notice that he was the one that told the New York Times to puff up Billy Graham? Does this help you concerning who the Grahams are? Just thought I'd tell you that. Recently, his son Franklin came out. If he's not telling you that Jesus would have taken the shot, he wants you to know that his dad would take the shot. And if he's not doing that, then he's protecting Donald Trump, saying that abortion is not top priority concerning this administration anymore. Well, he never stopped it. He added to it $600 million a year. Okay, so anyways, you get the point. So what I want to do is we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this, what I want to do is I want to start knocking this down, folks, because people from the inside out, former prime ministers, are now coming out and saying this is exactly what Netanyahu's doing. This is exactly what he's responsible for. People in Israel right now are in huge opposition to Netanyahu again. His real name is Milakowski. And folks, it's not faring very well for them. Why? Because they're pushing way too fast. They're trying to gain ground that previous generations couldn't take. This is good. This is good as long as you're awake and as long as you're willing to stand. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, what I want to do is I want to get into this. I absolutely want to get into this. Folks, I just got to tell you on live chat, I've never seen the numbers that low since we've had the channel. And it shows you they're throttling the channel. Rumble's just as guilty as any other channel. Okay. The problem is, and the problem they're going to have is, this is a paid channel. And they're throttling our channel regardless. They're suppressing our flow here. So if you're looking at the numbers, that's what's going on right now. Just so you know what's going on. Remember Donald Trump, what was it, about a year ago? He wanted to make sure that Rumble would make sure there was no anti-Semitic talk. I mean, that's his objective here, friends, is to protect his buddies that are calling the shots, to protect his buddies that he works for. There's no question about it. Case in point, he's attacking Thomas Massie right now because Massie doesn't have a handler from AIPAC basically dictating what he says and what he doesn't say. And so now Donald Trump right now, who's taken over $230 million from modern-day Israelis, and those that he works for, he's attacking Thomas Massie. You guys all know this, right? Okay, I just wanted to make sure because this guy's just outdoing himself right now in so many different ways and so many different fronts. I'm going to go over to an Israeli historian who is saying that Zionism is entering into its last phase, okay? And then I'm going to bring you over to a former prime minister who's very angry about what he sees concerning Benjamin Mikulski. You know him as Netanyahu. Let's go ahead and see what this guy has has to say, because, again, he is a historian from Israel, and he wants you to know the truth of the matter concerning history and how it's being played out today in the present.
I'm willing to say, with some caution, that this is the last phase of Zionism. Historically, such development in ideological movements, whether they are colonials or empires, doesn't matter, in the past, it's usually the final chapter, the ruthless one, the most ambitious one, and then it's too much. And then they fall and collapse.
Then they fall and collapse. They're just showing video right now, just showing the fracture of the society that they're trying to create, which is anti-Christian, by the way. Now it's highlighting.
When we say neo-Zionist, we mean, I think, that the old values of Zionism are now being more extreme, in a far more aggressive form than they were before, trying to achieve in a short time what the previous generation of Zionists were trying to achieve in a much longer, more incremental, gradual way. So this is an attempt by a new leadership of Zionism to complete the work, if you want, that they started in 1948.
You listening, folks?
Namely, of taking over officially the whole of historical Palestine. And
taking over officially all of that of Palestine. Here it is again, friends.
Palestinians as possible.
They're talking about a downfall, to bring a downfall to the U.S. economy concerning Trump's new presidency. It's going to backfire, folks, because God is in control. I just want to make sure everybody understands all of that. He's in control of all this. And the evil that is there, the Lord takes the evil that men partake with concerning their sin, and then it evolves into that evil. He'll take it, and then what he does is he judges it. Read Isaiah 4:4. That's exactly what's happening right now. He's talking about how the structure right now, as to what the Zionists are trying to push through in a short amount of time, he said that the structure is fractured, and it's now starting to fall down. And it shows Trump there as he basically is giving himself over to Judaism, right?
Scenario in which you
the
have
Talmud.
Minimal American involvement. Is a positive scenario.
Okay, so that's coming, by the way, that's coming from Al Jazeera, and they're not your friend neither. So you have to be careful, because we have people within the midst of our country that are here, and what they're doing is they're trying to create as much turmoil, distraction, and chaos that they possibly can. That's the importance of staying in the Word right now. Now, I want you to see this, because remember, you need to understand this before I share this. You're now going to see an individual share with you as to what Netanyahu's responsible for. And I've told you this before about the Mossad and the CIA. They create the monsters, okay? They use the monsters. They use them. They create the problem, and then they play the problem solver. History teaches us 1,000 times over that it's the dictators, the tyrants that are creating the monsters that they want to cast in your minds. They use them for their political gain. And we've highlighted this before, friends. Matter of fact, we'll let the video play out here in a moment. I do want to let you know, if you want to check out these videos on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now he's going to start talking about Netanyahu, Mayakovsky, okay, who is not an Israeli, who is Polish. He has no Hebrew DNA in his body anywhere. He sold himself to you as one of those people. Folks, it's all created from top to the bottom, and it's a spirit of Antichrist that they want to use against we the people. Now, I want you to understand that during the pandemic, just a couple years back, his people actually impeached him. They hate his guts. He is the Clinton of Israel. He is the Obama of Israel. During that time that he was trying to push the genocide, by the way, Benjamin Mylakowski, Netanyahu, is the one that is responsible for genocide, war crimes against humanity, just so you know. His people recognize that as well, because when he was starting to push the plandemic and force vaccinations, 75% of them refused to take it because they seen it for what it was. About a month and a half ago, Poland was contemplating, or it was suggested probably through the mainstream media and their useful idiots, that maybe Benjamin Netanyahu needs to give the commemoration concerning the said Holocaust. The people of Poland completely rejected him. Why is that, friends? Because they're telling us what they know to be true. So let's go over here. Let me show you this next video. And the beauty of this, friends, is I'm showing you, okay, the truth of the matter from those people. And I'm not being biased. I'm holding to the word of God in the process. Check this out.
Who deliberately boosted Hamas to try to prevent a Palestinian state.
Yeah, sure.
He former Prime Minister of Israel, even Ehud Barak.
Record, whoever wants to avoid the threat of a two-state solution has to support my policy of paying protection money to the Hamas.
So what we did, with the permission of our Prime Minister,
Israeli Secret Service,
to let Qatar to transfer a huge amount of money in cash, probably more than $1.4 billion. By doing it, we increased the power of Hamas. We did everything in order to make sure that Hamas will go on controlling Gaza.
Okay, they're talking about Netanyahu creating Hamas and empowering Hamas. Now, I want you to understand that a couple of years ago when I was preaching at a college in South Carolina, I was called to a mission board. I introduced myself and I was listening to some of these testimonials. One guy that was in the Middle East actually eyewitnessed the CIA selling arms to what you know as Al-Qaeda. Okay, so again, in the people in the Middle East, they already understand that Al-Qaeda was a created entity for the very purpose of what it's being used to do now. They're trying to consolidate power by creating terror. And if you look at the definition of the word terror in the first place, friends, you'd probably have a pretty good clue as to who's responsible for it and who's behind it in the first place. Terror, in Oxford's old original dictionary, terrorism is government by intimidation. And it's exactly what's happening, folks. Adolf Hitler did it. Stalin did it. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to quit acting like this is just a theory, friends, because it's at your back door now. As a matter of fact, it's going to be in your front door soon enough if you don't put a stop to this. But let's go back to now this Israeli Secret Service, because he is telling you the truth of who Netanyahu is again and what they're responsible for creating.
And Palestinian Authority will control the West Bank, so they will fight each other.
Netanyahu maintains the Qatar money was to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe.
Of course.
Having helped to build up Hamas, Netanyahu has now vowed to destroy it.
He fed the beast and it exploded in our face. If you base your national
former IDF commander
strategy solely on force, then you need to win 24/7 forever.
So are you saying Benjamin Netanyahu...
Okay, so now you just hear him talk. You just heard him talk about force. The rule of force brings war. That's what he was talking about. The rule of law brings peace. Which one are you going to submit to? The tyrant always, without fail, uses force through totalitarian methods or authoritarian methods. Wake up, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge, drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Okay, let me go back to this. Your input is much appreciated. What we're talking about right now, and I'm going to move into right now, is just what is being unveiled right now. There's a whole deluge, friends, of exposés going on across the board. And what we're seeing is the prime minister, the former prime minister, is very angry with Netanyahu, and he's calling him out for who he is. And so are ex-service members of his administration concerning what he's responsible for. And then also highlighting the fact as to who created what they call Hamas and how they use it for his own advantage. And they're calling it out. They're pulling the mask right off, friends. And again, it's one of those deals. It's like, what is it that you don't understand? Now let me go back. There's a video out there right now, and I'm not going to go for it because I don't have time to do it. But Netanyahu's, did you know that Netanyahu actually, Mylakowski actually foretold that the two towers were in jeopardy before it happened? You guys all remember Aaron Russo, right? The producer, the movie producer, right? Who was friends with Rockefeller, and Rockefeller kept telling, it's all online. You can watch it. It's easy to find. He kept talking about the event. And then September 11, 2001, there was the event. Do you guys all remember, friends, the Israelis that were they were called the Dancing Israelis when the two towers fell? They were rejoicing. And then what they did is they blamed their enemies. This is what you always do, friends, right? This is what you always do. I want to show you something right now, because in 1995, Netanyahu wrote a book about how the terrorists were going to take down the WTC, the two buildings, if America doesn't give him more support. He also said in the interview that during his collapse or the college years in the U.S., he learned how easy it is to manipulate the American people. Okay, it's insane. It truly is. But let me show you this. This is from a movie five years before 9/11. And I want you to listen carefully as to what they said, because they always forecast what they do. They're using the Simpsons to do this. They're using the politicians to do this, so on and so forth. Check this out, folks.
Center bombing. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA.
You're 5 years before. That you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to scare some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I have no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally.
Do you hear that, folks? Do you hear that,
World
folks?
Trades.
All foretold. All foretold. It, telling you again what they're responsible for, and here's the American people. Well, that's not good enough. Oh, folks, they were pre-planning that for decades. There's a woman that does a whole documentary on all of the symbolism on the front, the back of magazines and movies, so on and so forth. It was all there. It was all being foretold. Now, let's go over to a said rabbi so he can tell you a little bit more about what you don't know up to this point. Check this out.
There, an extraordinary information. There will be two big buildings in the land of Edom, which today we relate the word Edom to America.
And yeah, they call us Edom, friends.
Are the biggest, the tallest buildings.
We're Goyim, Gentiles.
And they will be totally, they will be brought down completely.
And he's talking about how the two buildings will be broke down completely.
The sign of the beginning of tremendous wars.
The sign of the beginning of tremendous wars.
That will end only in the coming of the Mashiach. You know, I'll tell you something. 1 week before, one of the great rabbis in Israel, Hasidic rabbi.
So he's now talking about a rabbi who went in front of the two towers.
He came to visit Rebbe New Square. And he came with some people, some of his disciples in the car. And they were coming towards the evening. He didn't want to lose the time of Mincha, you know, the prayer of the afternoon. He said, please, can you stop right here? I want to daven. I want to pray Mincha here. They prayed Mincha with Minyan in front of everybody passing in Manhattan. Where? Right there, near the...
He was praying right in front of the two buildings.
The World Center. After he finished the davening, the prayer, he said, say bye-bye to those buildings.
Say bye-bye to these buildings, said he. What did he know, folks? All this. Hey, folks, just contemplate as well, speaking of which, how many people were told that were in these unconstitutional agencies, not just on September 11th concerning the two towers, but also the Oklahoma City bombing? Just contemplate within your minds and put two and two together and come to the conclusion that you will, because I'm not going to form your judgment or your opinion for you, but common sense does come into play. Why was it that so many of these people that work for these unconstitutional agencies like the FBI, the ATF, so on and so forth, why were they called off that day? I mean, are we thinking about what's going on? Now we have a rabbi sitting here telling us a rabbi went in front of the two buildings. And he had his disciples with him, and he said, these two buildings are going to come down. Say goodbye to them. Again, same thing Netanyahu said. Folks, don't sit there and act like this stuff isn't pre-planned, because it's absolutely pre-planned. And what's terrible about all of it, the church has no business following this lead. The church should be following the lead of Christ and setting the narrative, not waiting for the bad guys to do what the bad guys are going to do. Okay. I also wanted to show you this concerning the creation of what today's Israel is. Again, just laying out information out there, friends, that the mainstream media means to conceal. I want you to listen to this lady. Listen carefully as to what she said. Nobody thought about what she's going to say here unless you're one of those that has done your due diligence. Check this out.
Things I learned was that when I was born, there was no Israel.
British historian.
Where did this come from? Well, what I discovered was that there was a movement that began over a century ago and began operating in Europe and in the United States. It was and is a political movement that has profoundly and negatively impacted our country. It has tragically impacted the Middle East, and it has dangerously impacted the entire world. And yet, most of us, I think, have never heard of it and could certainly not define it. It's political Zionism. This was a movement to create a Jewish state in Palestine. It began in the late 1800s.
There it is again. What is it that people, I'm laughing, people, because it's as obvious as the nose on your face. And yet people want to just act like they have no idea what this is all about. They're just lost. They're bewildered. They can't make sense of it. And it is shameful conduct is what it is. I want to show you something else. You guys all remember Donald Rumsfeld? By the way, George Bush's administration, keeping in mind that George W. Bush, his dad was the one that called for the New World Order, creating a new order out of chaos. They're the ones creating the chaos. Remember his dad, George Bush Sr., his dad was the one that was busted as a senator illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war to start the Third Reich. You all know this, right? This is common knowledge. It's easy to find online. This isn't a theory. This is abs. He was indicted, as a matter of fact. Prescott Bush was. But now what I want you to see is I want you to see this, because Rumsfeld, nobody gained from the Two Towers falling, more than Rumsfeld and Cheney. You're all aware of this, right? Okay. I just want to make sure. And don't forget about the $2 trillion that went missing on September 10th, 2001. Don't forget about that. Okay? Don't forget about all the money that was taken from the bottom of the two towers. Okay? All the gold. Don't forget about none of that, friends. This is all pre-planned from start to finish. Listen to the 156 eyewitnesses that told you what happened that day that were completely censored by the mainstream media shortly thereafter it happened. I want to show you something here. President John F. Kennedy and U.S. Attorney General Bobby Kennedy forced the American Zionists, this is back in the 60s, counsel to register as a foreign agent, blocking them from donating to the U.S. officials. This is in the 1960s. Now, do you understand why they're going after Thomas Massie? Because he doesn't have a handler. He's not dictated. He's not extorted. Are you putting two and two together? This is in the 60s. John F. Kennedy's was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963. RFK was assassinated on June 5th, 1968. AIPAC replaced the American Zionist Council without any opposition. Letter signed by Donald Rumsfeld. You want to see the letter? Just want to make sure, folks, that you understand that these devils have been given a free hand to continuously assail who they want to assail without consequence, because the church has failed to teach the heathen to fear God. That's just the fact of the matter, friends. Proverbs 16:6. But here's the actual letter. President John F. Kennedy and U.S. Attorney General Bobby Kennedy forced the American Zionist again, and here is the letter for you to go ahead and behold. Signed, Donald Rumsfeld. Now, you do all understand, now it's going back to September 11th again, but isn't it interesting to note that, folks, after September 11th, nobody profited from murdering our boys and over 1 million innocent Iraqis? Then that said, current administration during George W. Bush. I want to tell you why and how he won office. He won office by merely telling the people that he was a Christian. He didn't have to say anything more. He didn't have to retract anything. That's all he had to say is, I'm a Christian. And guess what happened, folks? All the said evangelicals that support this nonsense, folks, these crimes against humanity, went right along with it. And they sat down just like with their dad, just like any other politician. Same thing with Donald Trump. And you all are aware of the fact that nobody garnered more money from Iraq than Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, that administration, Bush, and the list goes on. Because what they did, friends, is they went over and they stole all their natural resources. They made over $34.5 billion off the blood of our boys and the blood of innocent men over in Iraq. Cross-check me. Halliburton, $34.5 billion. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Be going over.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
BBSradio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Welcome back again, 281-845-4704. Hey, folks, I just want to make clear, I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to educate you, to get yourselves out of the position that you're in, because if you have foreknowledge, friends, concerning what's going on, you can respond appropriately. And again, that goes back to Hosea 4:6. But I just want to show this to you just for a second. This is, and it's easy to find, the five dancing Israelis arrested on 9/11. I want you to check this out.
It's been more than 16 years since a civilian working for the Navy was charged with passing secrets to Israel. Jonathan Pollard pled guilty to conspiracy to commit espionage and is serving a life sentence. At first, Israeli leaders claimed Pollard was part of a rogue operation, but later took responsibility for his work. Now Fox News has learned some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S., who may have known things they didn't tell us before September 11th.
Okay, so it goes on for 14 minutes, friends. Just so you can see, that's the right ad if you want to do your due diligence. Again, it's not hard to find. I wanted to go back to something as well concerning one of the talking points, so you might understand as to where it is. You guys remember when we had the USS Liberty guy on? That was in 1968 when the Israeli military was sicked on our boys. And remember how it was conveyed back that Johnson said that he didn't want any of our boys left alive because he didn't want anybody to tell the truth concerning what took place that day. Y'all remember this? Okay. Well, he's the one that is making people aware of this Zionist movement. And he's trying to make his appeal to Donald Trump. And it's like, Donald Trump is all in. What are you talking about? I mean, really, right? And I'm not saying that as a backhand to Phil. I'm just saying in general for those people that aren't thinking this through. But what's interesting to note is this stuff has been going on for a long time. And going fast forward, I asked Phil on the phone when we were done doing the interview. I said, is it as bad as it was before? He said, it's much worse. I want you to see this really quick again, because this will explain why Donald Trump is going after none other than Thomas Massey right now, because they're trying to oust him, okay? And check this out. This is interesting, but yeah, I'll let it tell it. I'll let it tell you what it needs to tell you.
At the campaign phase, not after one is sworn into office, at the campaign phase, all of the candidates swear this allegiance in one way or the other to Israel. Now, today, in 2024, there is language that must be placed on your website. So by the time everyone is sworn into office, they've already pledged themselves to Israel. That is the problem. No matter who wins, no matter who loses, Israel never loses.
It's, I just want to make clear again, friends, it's not the Israel of God. This is all man-made. Again, just go ahead and ask Jacob. He'll tell you the truth of the matter. And I'm talking about Jacob Rothschild, who had said that it's my family that created it. And again, if you go back to the Balfour Declaration, you're going to see that this has been going on for a long time. And again, I showed you another video of another woman, a British historian, that said, you know what, when I was born, there was no such thing as Israel. It was Palestine. And now all of a sudden, here's this Israel. And now the mainstream media in this country is selling you that it's always been Israel's land. And it's like, wait a second, wait a second, wait a second. See, all this revision and this revisionism that's taken place, friends, this is a lot of the things that we continuously warn you about as to allowing them to rewrite history. Wasn't it John Adams that rightly said that there's nothing so misconstrued, so false as modern history? Well, they're doing it right in front of you. It's not like they're not hiding it from you. And going back to Thomas Massey, who's under attack by none other than Donald Trump, Massey's donations pour in, but a Jewish group vows to help Trump oust him. Now, remember, the Jews that we're talking about are the synagogue of Satan. We're not talking about the Lord's Jews. There was a difference. And in John 8:44, you see that. In Revelation 3:9, you see that over and over again. And like I've said, and I'm reiterating the point, lest someone puts words into my mouth that I did not say. You judge men not according to their ethnicity or the color of their skin. You judge them by their character. And Israel of God is the church, first and foremost. But geographically, going back to what they have created now, yes, of course there's good Jewish people there. But the people that are behind that, you better understand, are premising it on the whole body, and you better not speak out against any of them, because if you do, then we're going to shut you down. Well, Donald Trump is already doing this in the colleges, and it's completely backfiring, by the way. It's completely backfiring. But I want you to see this. This is Thomas Massey's donations are pouring in. Look who vows to oust him through Donald Trump. The Jewish people are the ones that are supplying all the money here, friends. I wanted to show you this as well concerning what we were talking about the other day, but I'll show this to you first, and then we can take it to the next point if we have time to do so. But here's Donald Trump, and he's not hiding anything here neither. Check this out, folks.
Awards are given to me by the Jewish community for different things, and this is the Tree of Life, which is a very big award in terms of everything that I stand for. It means so much to me. And a lot of times I'll have friends of mine come in, Jewish, and they will see the Tree of Life, and they'll say, wow, what a great thing. Likewise, right over here, this is the Shalom Humanitarian Award. And that was presented to me. These awards.
Okay, so you guys kind of get the point, and you guys have seen all these guys making a pledge of allegiance to Israel. You just seen Ron DeSantis there. Let me go back just a couple days when I was highlighting Donald Trump and the crimes that he was responsible for committing against his business. His business connections, the crimes that were committed, the 26 women that came out and basically covered for him or tried to cover for him. And yet, regardless if people were paid off or not, it doesn't matter. Hey, folks, if you're not guilty, you don't pay the price, right? You don't pay the bribe. You deal with those people just like my friend Judge Roy Moore. But when I was doing so, folks, it was important because I didn't even get into a third of what needed to be highlighted. Whatever this man says, Donald Trump says, just like the people that he's working for, the truth is, folks, it's not a part of who they are. There is no truth in these people, okay? But when I was going through all of this, and I was trying to show you a little of the idolatry going on here. They're putting him in the place of Christ, as you can see. I didn't create these pictures. I'm just merely exposing them for what they are, Luke 12:2, right? And it's amazing how far people have gone in putting him in such a place. And regardless, they're not denouncing it. They're going along with it. And this hag right here, she is something else. Ann Coulter, I seen her at the RNC. I mean, look at she writes, in Trump we trust. Yep, and you get exactly what you deserve. But what I wanted you to see is the people that he has around him. Remember how I told you before? Mr. Trump doesn't like to have intelligent people around him. No, he likes to have these little scoundrels around himself just like himself, right? Well, here's Conor McGregor. The guy's an absolute loser. Again, he's an absolute immoral reprobate. Reprobate meaning he's abandoned to his sin. But here he is in the People's White House, okay? On the right there, that's J.D. Vance, who calls himself a Christian as well, but he's a big pharmaceutical investor, for those that didn't know. And on the left there is Donald Trump. He calls himself the father of the vaccine. That's a whole nother show, again, with the information that's available. Folks, we could do another show on what's going on with who's responsible for this mass genocide worldwide that's been taking place concerning the vaccinations and the pandemic. But look at this. Here's Conor McGregor, just like Donald Trump, ordered to pay Nikita Hand $1.5 million in civil rape case. What's a guy like that doing in the People's White House? Birds of a feather what? Flock together? Yep. Folks, again, I'm not trying to do anything outside of the fact that give you information that the mainstream media does not want you to have. And I don't care if they want you to have it or not. We're going to give it to you. Now, I want to end the show with this really quick. I want to show you what's happening in New Zealand. You ready for this? Because it seems that foreign countries are more so the posterity of our forefathers than the American people are the posterity of our forefathers. What am I talking about right now? Look at this. The young men in New Zealand, look at this. What are they doing? They're taking to the streets and condemning the sodomites. Why? Because that's what the laws do. Notice the Christian crosses on their soldiers. They understand what it means to be a soldier of the cross. Okay, what are they doing? They're enforcing the laws. They're enforcing the laws that the politicians fail to enforce. They're enforcing the laws that the politicians fail to enforce. Why? Because the people in New Zealand, the older generation, is tolerating corruption in the halls of government because it tolerates corruption within the church. Love you by what we do. See you.